Good morning, 910 here on the Mighty 690 as we continue throughout a Wednesday morning. And hey, since it is a Wednesday, it is time for our weekly chat with Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Candy. How you doing?
Hi, good morning.
Good deal. So I know it feels like May already, you know, but today's a little cooler, but we're still kind of getting into the swing of things. I think we're still going to have maybe a slight chance of snow to our west here in a couple days.
But what?
I know. It's just a reminder that we're not quite done.
I know. That's true. And in this month, it just feels weird because it's a short month. So it just, everything seems to go really fast.
We're in March.
We are in March now. So.
What do we have coming up?
All right. Well, today we had business over breakfast. So a lot of really
cool.
good announcements. But before that, I wanted to give one last reminder to everybody. It's the last week to vote for the 4 state finest.
Ooh,
so our Dalton Defender Museum is in the top 3, and we want to be voted number 1 in the 4 state region. So go out to either it's on our Facebook page. I know you guys had it on your Facebook page, or you can just go out to the KOAM news website and scroll down to the Dalton Defender Museum and make sure to vote for us. So
great.
And I think you can vote every day. So vote away as many as you can.
Absolutely.
Okay, some announcements from our business over breakfast. So we first had ABC Childcare. They were our sponsor today. Wonderful, wonderful organization preparing kids for preschool, for kindergarten, and, of course, daycare. But what's really exciting is they announced that they are extending their hours. And so now for those second shift workers, they're going to start having some evening hours for that. And then working on a grant that will hopefully be able to open up even overnight daycare. So I'm on that coalition, and we're hoping that comes through in the next year. But in the meantime, pretty soon they're going to be announcing, like I said, extended hours. So this is really great opportunity for our workers here in town. Mm-hmm. So exciting about that. The Vanguard Christian Academy announced that they do have their classes starting in August with the New Vision Church. They are starting off with K through 5th, and then they'll be adding a grade each year. Yvonne Hall from Coffeyville Community College announced that they have a community pottery class that'll be starting on Monday nights. I think it's four different weeks, and it's only $20, but it's just fun to be able to learn, you know, just get your hand dirty and try something new. So I love them when they have those community classes. Both the college and USD has spring break coming up the 13th through the 17th. So make sure you mark your calendars because there'll be a lot of kids running around. And so be watching when you're driving around. But we'll be seeing that everybody getting a much needed break. So the college also has a paper drive on March 30th. So you have a bunch of papers you want to recycle, bring them there, and they're going to be doing all that. I think it's going to be like from 9 to 2, but they'll have more information coming. But March 30th on that. And then, of course, this is a couple months away, but big event of the year is always their college auction, the scholarship auction. So that'll be April 29th this year. They are taking donations for all the auction items right now. And then, of course, more details coming, but always a fun night. I love going to that. Sharla from the city of Coffeyville introduced a new employee. They have Rebecca Gaff. She's one of the new housing employees, and they are just going gangbusters with a whole bunch of housing plans, and will be breaking ground soon on one of the new homes that they're working on with the...
Is it USDA for that?
Yeah, yes. So it's kind of a... It's almost like the, what was the organization? Habitat for Humanity. Kind of like that. So they have to kind of be a part of it and have some sweat equity in it.
Yes.
But a great program. So that'll be kicking off. We also had the Salvation Army Community Volunteers that announced that in April 11th, is the Festival of Salads. Mm. So we have soup with the library in the fall. And then in the spring, we have the Festival of Salads. And both wonderful. I love the salad one because... It's not just lettuce. It's everything. It's like so many different kinds of salads, and they're so good. It's only $7, so
cool.
You can't beat a good deal like that. So more details coming on that. I want to give a shout-out. Congratulations to Phil Kinley's very own League Coach of the Year, Tracy Childress. So that was exciting to hear that. And then also, the Early Learning Center's teacher, Delaney Russell, was awarded the Kansas Horizon Teacher Award. So our educators in our area are amazing and doing good things. The good news is launching a new agricultural magazine for our region. And right now they're voting on the cover for the magazine. So if you'd like to be part of that and you want to help vote for that, go to their website or Facebook and you can do that. So We do have a few things in the works that, again, I think are going to help our community. There's a lot of times there's so many behind the scenes things going on that we don't know, but it always helps in the end. So one of those is the Daycare Coalition that I mentioned earlier. Just workforce is a challenge for all of us, but one of those areas that will kind of be a barrier sometimes to workforce is daycare. So working on finding solutions for that. And then there's also a levy task force group that's been working. We meet, well, I haven't been able to go to a lot of the meetings, but they meet on a regular basis. And again, this is going to be a long-term project, but just trying to find ways to make sure that we do not have floods in the future. And any floods that we do have are mitigated, reduced, and we've got a plan. So they're working hard on that, and I'm really excited about that progress. So events coming up. So we do have some stuff happening. The first is a paint night at the Yoke. The fourth is the Kiwanis Pancake Feed at the First Baptist Church.
Yeah, and can people still buy tickets at the chamber for that?
They can, and they can still buy them clear up until the day of.
Cool.
So I think probably by Friday they'll take them away from us, and then after that it'll be at the door.
Great.
So, and then a really cool thing that's coming up on the 5th, which is that this weekend?
That is Sunday.
Sunday, okay.
Yep.
They're having Pool for Paws. So that's a pool tournament out at the Ville Pub and Grill. And all that money is being raised for the Friends of Animal Shelter. So I love that. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a pretty fun thing. Neat event.
Yeah. On the 9th, we have bingo at Cedar Bluff Camp. We mentioned that last week. Very exciting. The 10th is the Dean Pryor Invitational Outdoor Track at Veterans Stadium. And the big night coming up, again, get your tickets in as soon as you can or purchase those. On the 11th is the Daddy-Daughter Ball at the Coffeeville Recreation. Big, big night, but they do not sell tickets at the door, so you have to purchase early.
Okay.
And then, of course, you have a big event coming up.
We do.
Farm and Home Show.
That's
yay.
Right.
And we're going to have no snow at that point. It'll be beautiful weather. So
either that or we'll have an ice storm, you know.
Exactly. Who knows?
There's no in between.
No, I'm sure it'll be beautiful. Yeah. But the good thing is most stuff is inside anyway.
Yeah.
So it'll be a great show. It always is. You guys do a great job on that. And then on the 25th is the next Chamber Ambassador Trivia Night. So they just had it this past weekend at the Yoke, and it was a packed room. I think they had 10 teams. And next month is going to be at the Ville Pub and Grill. And then they'll have one more in April, and that will be back at Gigi's. So been a fun night. I think they had categories on Andy Griffith. They had Disney movies. They had literature. I mean, they had everything. So it was a lot of fun. And then finally, our digital sign is up and running.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
That's great.
We love it. It looks great. Still working at Kinks and kind of learning the software. And I am so sorry to disappoint everybody. We might not be able to have time and temp on there. It takes a special software program.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We're still looking at that, checking into it. But I apologize.
Okay.
We may not have that.
Here's another random question. So KGGF used to run a time and temperature phone line here. And we don't have it anymore, but it still works. The temperature's wrong. Do you have any idea who runs that now? That's a continuing mystery.
Yeah.
But it still works.
I always thought it was with city, but maybe not. Yeah.
I don't know. So it used to be here.
The
temperature
number
is wrong. It's gotten hung up now this month, I guess. It's just, it was working recently. Now the temperature is stuck at 50. But this is our KGGF mystery of the week. And we're trying to figure it out. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's wild, but the phone book still lists us as the address
for
it.
Uh-huh.
It's wild. So, yeah, it's kind of a fun mystery.
That is an interesting one. Yeah. Oh, now I'm going to have to ask the staff.
So have your feelers out. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to find out that mystery. So, well, that is all I had today. I just always want to remind everybody, if you do have an event, make sure to call the chamber and make sure it's on our community calendar. We are getting ready to post that on Facebook today, as well as the email it out to everybody, but the calendar of events of everything happening in March. And we always miss one. And it's like, oh, we didn't know.
Yep.
So call us, send a pigeon, Facebook, whatever it takes. Get us that, and we'll get that on the calendar and let the whole community know about it. So.
Cool. All right. Well, Candy, always good to hear what you have. And it's always fun when you got those updates right after business after breakfast. So that's really cool. So, okay. Well, we are just a few minutes away from continuing open line. So, but again, thanks, Candy, for coming in. All right. And I look forward to chatting soon.
Okay.
And we'll be right back with more here on KGGF.